This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has decided to double the daily allocation of 5 kg free trade LPG cylinders available for distribution to migrant labourers across states. Secretary of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to chief secretaries of all states and union territories in this regard. He said these 5 kg LPG cylinders will be made available to state governments and their food and civil supplies departments for supplying only to migrant labourers in their state with the support of oil marketing companies. The Petroleum Ministry said the enhanced allocation will be based on the average daily supply of cylinders provided to migrant workers. The revised allocation goes beyond that, the earlier cap of 20% specified in the March announcement. Campaigning for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry draws to a close this evening. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties will be making concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said all infiltrators will be sent back to their countries if the BJP comes to power in Bengal. Addressing an election rally in Assam's Patharkandi, Mr. Shah alleged that Congress gave shelter to infiltrators in Assam's Barak Valley. He accused that the Congress neglected Assam's Barak Valley and did nothing for its development. In Kerala, political parties have been holding rallies, roadshows and public meetings across the state in a final bid to woo voters, as campaigning will end at 6 p.m. this evening. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also addressed an election rally in Kalpeta this morning. She came down heavily on the LDF government in Kerala, accusing that people's problems have increased during the LDF regime. In Puducherry, senior BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda, DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin and Viduthalai Chiruthaigal Kachi leader Thiruma Valavant MP are among the prominent leaders scheduled to campaign today. In West Bengal, the Election Commission has released the full list of voters under judicial review as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. For the first time, district-wise details have been published, marking voters as either eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. Of these, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has directed Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to withhold reporting the television rating points, TRPs, for news TV channels for a further period of 4 weeks. The decision has been taken to curb the display of unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content by some news channels amidst the West Asia conflict. The ministry said such coverage can potentially create panic among the general public. Bangladesh Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman is arriving in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. During his visit, Mr. Rahman will hold talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also expected to meet National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri. Tensions across West Asia are rising further as Israel carried out strikes on energy infrastructure of Iran yesterday. Israel attacked Iran's South Pars gas field in Asalueh, the country's largest gas facility. The development has raised fears of retaliation and possible disruption to global energy supplies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today paid homage to Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji on the occasion of his Prakash Parv. Prime Minister Modi called him a towering spiritual great of the country's civilization. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji's life was a radiant example of fearlessness, sacrifice and deep concern for humanity. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians in Guwahati at 7:30 this evening. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. And with that, we end this news bulletin.